We're up to chapter 48 in Isaiah. As you notice, Isaiah is the Advent book, really, for the first readings. And Matthew is the normal gospel during Advent. This is a short passage, and it's promising us, if we will listen and obey, then the Lord's hands are untied and able to come to our help and save us. I, the Lord your God, teach you what is for your good and lead you on the way you should go. Now that's true, isn't it? Doesn't the Lord teach us? He teaches us through the 2-millennial tradition of the church. He teaches us through the scriptures. He teaches us through those who teach us today, including the Pope and others. He teaches us by his own blessed Holy Spirit dwelling within us, guiding us, warning us, strengthening us. We had another text in Isaiah earlier, chapter 30, where it said, you know, you won't have to look for your teacher. He'll be there. And you'll hear a voice in back of you telling you whether you should turn to the left or the right and telling you this is the way. Follow it. That's precious. We don't have to be in confusion about what we're supposed to do. You know, there's a beautiful renewal of moral theology going on right now. For a long time it was taught, for a long time it was really taught, and then for a while it got into this kind of rut, where teaching moral theology is like teaching the law. This is the law, this is the way you should do things, you see. But the ancient concept, ancient philosophical, Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, all the fellas, you know, this teaching answers the question, what shall I do to be happy? That's the question. If you want to be happy, then this is the way you should live. And that's moral theology. You understand? It's quite liberating. It makes a difference even when you examine your conscience. Am I listening to the Lord? And the basic, you know, the basic teaching. When if you look at St. Thomas, he's got 2 volumes on moral theology in his Summa. You know, it's really this. There's 3 parts to the Summa, but there's 4 volumes because then volume 2 has got to be broken up into 2 parts, too big, fit into one. So much of that is coming from the philosophers who understood human nature and tried to liberate the deep drive toward goodness, which is in the human being, corrupted, darkened by sin. But it's there. And to lead this person to happiness. Now that's a foundation for what the Lord is teaching us. Because the Lord is teaching us faith, believing in God, trusting God, obeying God. But he teaches us, you see, and the same purpose is in mind, right? To make us, lead us to happiness in this world and in the next. I have come that you could have joy and have it to the full. And that's why, you see, I, the Lord your God, teach you what is for your good and lead you on the way you should go. If you would hearken to my commandments, your prosperity would be like a river. He doesn't mean, if you do what I tell you, I'll reward you. He's saying, if you do what I tell you, it leads to happiness. Your descendants will be like the sand and so forth. So, It's kind of important when we look at the scriptures, the teaching now for 2 millennia of the church and the great wise people outside the church even, but whose teaching has been brought in, you see, that this is all instruction to lead us to happiness. It's not just correction. And if we understand that, we can entrust our lives much more profoundly to the Holy Spirit, your teacher, who will always be there, and you will see your teacher. And you'll hear a voice telling you, this is the way to go. That's all God's love leading us to happiness.